Did you know that Can We Be Real's first birthday is coming up in the middle of May? And we wanted to say thank you so much for being a part of this podcast. And also, there's a birthday present that you can give to us, and it's absolutely free. You know that follow button on either Apple or Spotify? 63% of the audience who listens to this podcast have not hit that button yet on either of those platforms. And our goal is to get that down to 50% so that we have at least 50% of our audience who have hit follow on either Apple or Spotify. This helps us move up the charts. It helps us to grow, which means we can invest more money in making this podcast even bigger and better in our second year. So if you can help us reach our goal of 50% of the audience, that's another 13% of you who listen right now hitting that follow button on Apple or Spotify to help us to continue to grow. That would be the best first birthday present ever.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Be real. Hello, gents.
Oh, okay. You're How's throwing that? Gents in there. Oh. Matthew's still here.
Oh, no, he is.
We almost made it.
Yeah, sorry.
Were you trying to weave it out?
I don't know. I was trying to.
What do you want? Matthew, just before we move on, do you actually want to.
Well, we've established that I can't not say hello.
No, I'll ask.
Yeah,
I can
say you hello.
You can say hello. We can say hello to you.
Hello, Matthew.
You can say hello.
But you don't want to talk any time after that. So you just say hello on the podcast.
He'll certainly pick me up if he feels he needs to. How's that?
Yeah.
And hello, Bags.
Hi.
Exciting news, guys. Do you remember we've spoken before on this program about one of the nightclubs I used to go to in Toowoomba as a youngster? There were two nightclubs.
Yeah.
And one was called the Powerhouse. For a time, they rebranded it as the Berlin Club.
Ooh.
That was open on...
Very European?
Yeah, it was very European establishment. Toowoomba. Yes. That was on a Friday night, and on a Saturday night...
Was that like house tunes at the Berlin Bar?
No, it was
like house music?
No, it was more your, you know...
Oh, what a night.
Won't you take me to Funky Town?
Oh, fucking Jesus.
And then on a Saturday night, it was Rumours. And Rumours was more of a, it was an older crowd.
Yeah.
But so what would happen is we'd all go to the pub, which was the Courthouse Hotel, was where we all went. And then here's something really cute about the Courthouse Hotel. I used to go to the Courthouse Hotel as literally a toddler with my parents.
Yeah.
That was my dad's pub. Him and his crew hung out there when I was little. And oftentimes of a weekend, the family would go and mum and the ladies would hang out in the ladies' lounge.
Oh.
And the men would hang out in the bar. And
the front bar.
The front bar.
Yeah.
And my dad was very good friends with the bloke who owned it, John Gentle. His nickname was Whisper because he spoke very quietly and he was a beautiful old man. And his son, I think his son had the nickname Shitbox. I'm pretty sure his son was Shitbox.
Shitbox.
Oh, they all had these terrible names. So anyway, my dad was very close to their family. Anyway, lo and behold, when I grow up and I start going to pubs at 16, by that stage, the Courthouse was the happening pub for teenagers and for young people in Toowoomba. So I start hanging out at the Courty. Anyway, so you go to the Courthouse first, but if you got down to the Berlin Club or the Burler, as we called it, before 9 o'clock, you could get a stamp for free. But if you went after 9 o'clock, you had to pay $5. So first port of call, you had to be organised. First port of call, go down the Burler, get your stamp.
Yeah.
Then go back to the Courthouse, start, you know, have a few drinks, and then the world's your
access
oyster
all areas,
of a Friday night. Then you're in and out, back down. And then of a Saturday night, well, I think you could get a stamp to get in for free at Rumours, and same sort of scenario, back and forth, back and forth.
Yep.
And, you know, of course, the night ends at Rumours when they play...
Oh, what a night.
Oh, what a night.
Yeah.
Now, at roughly about 3 a.m. Now, a listener sent us this amazing news because I assumed Rumours was still open. Also, back in the day, my parents' friend Roma, that's a lady, Roma was on the door. She was the door bitch at Rumours.
Mm.
So that was handy because I always got in for free. But a listener sent us a cutout from the paper, the Toowoomba Chronicle.
Yeah, but also, look how old the paper looks.
It does look rather yellowed.
Like, it looks like it's a historical, like it's in the museum
it
kind of.
It does. But it must be fairly recently because Rumours has been shut. I did not know that. Oh, no, this was from the original. Oh, my God. This is from when it originally opened.
That's what I'm saying. It looks very like it's, oh, it's come out of a museum.
I was confused because what the she sent us an news that Rumours has been closed, but it's reopening for one night only in July right. this year. And I'm trying to convince you to come with me, both of you, to fly to Toowoomba and come with me.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
These negotiations are ongoing. But this was from when it opened Thursday, September 3rd, 1981. And the headline says, "You'll see all the stars."
Were you one of the stars?
I obviously was. "You'll see all the stars at Rumours Cabaret." That's what it was called in 1981. Isn't that
Cabaret.
Adorable?
So did they have like the...
No.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi
ce soir?
Did they have that out there?
I don't know what they call a cabaret, but...
Can you imagine the version of that in Toowoomba? The Moulin Rouge?
Every Saturday night, without fail, no matter what time you showed up at Rumours, there would be a guy having a screaming argument with the bouncers going, "These jeans are worth $100. These are Jag jeans," or
Jag
whatever they
jeans.
Were.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He'd be citing whatever the label was, going, "These jeans are worth $100. And the guy would be going, "Too bad, mate. No jeans."
Mm.
So this article says, "Toowoomba's newest night spot, Rumours, aims to provide sparkling entertainment in a heavenly atmosphere."
Sounds good to me.
I don't remember the atmosphere being particularly heavenly. I remember red carpet... Trestle tables.
Trestle tables?
Yes.
For what?
Moving from the dance floor back towards the door were long tables and chairs so you could sit and have sparkling conversation with people.
On a trestle table?
Yeah. And it had a stage and they used to pay dancers. It had people up there like the countdown dancers.
Now, sorry, so the article is old.
The article's old.
But it's back for one night only.
It's back for one night only.
Which is coming up in July.
One night only. Yeah, the 13th of July, 2024, starting at 7:30 p.m. And I have officially hit interested.
We are locked in to take the podcast there.
Yeah.
But my only question is, what's going on there right now with this building? That they're on, like, why open it for one night only?
I'd say it's been empty the whole time because it's a weird, huge, cavernous building in a shopping centre. So I don't know what on earth you'd put in there. I just don't know what you'd put in there.
Yeah.
I don't know how long it's been shut. All of these things we shall find out. We'll have to give
And who opens a business for one night only?
I don't know. We're going to have to give them a ring.
Like, they're not going to make that much profit out of one night that they could survive.
Maybe they're going to knock it down after this. I don't know.
I bet you they own that building and they don't give a shit.
And let me tell you who used to own it. I don't know if he still does. Famously, it was this guy called Jimmy Aspromorgus. He was like the Hugh Hefner of Toowoomba. Everyone used to talk about Jimmy Aspro. I wonder if Jimmy Aspro still owns it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to find out all this stuff. And I think we got to take this show on the road. Oh, God.
To nightclubs all over Australia.
God,
why
guys,
don't we do a nightclub tour?
I'd love it. But starting... in Toowoomba. We can go and see my nan. We can stay at the Burke and Wills.
Great.
That's the nicest hotel.
I feel like it's not.
It is, though. I swear to God, it is.
If it's Toowoomba nice?
Yeah. It was. It's the only place. Yeah, it's not. It's the flashiest hotel. We can go.
Is it a 5-star?
Super Rooster. I don't know how many stars.
3-star. I feel like it's a 3.
I'm not sure if they have the star system.
What's it called?
It's a motel.
The Burke and Wills.
It's a sleep.
Or my dad used to call it the Jerk and Thrills.
Fuck, it's a brothel.
It's not. It's a
if he's calling it the Jerk and Thrills.
That's humour.
He used to go
he's
there
using,
and meet some women.
He didn't.
That's
not.
What used to go
he's
on there.
He's using humour.
It's a 4-star hotel.
There,
it's fucking
so
4-star.
Shut your guts.
That's good.
Anyway, so we
can. Got a buffet breakfast?
No. Yes. Fucking hell. So we can go there. We went there after my first Holy Communion, you asshole.
Okay, sorry, mate.
We can go Super Rooster. You got to go to Super Rooster when you're in Toowoomba. It's got the best burgers. My brother used to go there. He would bring a burger back to me in Brisbane. Like when we lived in Brisbane, he'd go.
How cold was the burger by the time we got still it's worth 3 hours from
it's
Toowoomba?
It's an hour and a half and it's still worth it. And now they've got an airport there. We can actually fly straight into Toowoomba. We don't have to fly to Brisbane anymore and drive there. Oh, God. This is going to
sounds like a hoot.
Amazing. Oh, guys.
Well, it bring back memory. I took my mum back to the house that she grew up in. Mm. But I think it was quite an emotional experience for her to actually see that house. Don't know if the memories were all great. How would it feel for you to go back and see, like, we'll go to your old house that you grew up in. Oh, is it still there? It's probably knocked down and turned into townhouses now.
No, I think they're there. I've been there a bit.
How do you feel when you see it?
Fine.
Really? You don't?
I'm not that person. I'm very resilient. It's all good. I've been there a few times. And last time I went there, I was so impressed. Toowoomba looked flash as Michael Jackson. It looked so good. It looked shiny. It had street art.
You have said before that everyone talks about how Brisbane has stepped up.
Oh, which is bullshit.
But now you're talking about Toowoomba.
Toowoomba looks fantastic. It's got street art. It's shiny. Wait till I show it to you. The bus shelters are shiny. The gardens are beautiful.
I feel like the grass is overgrown.
No, it's not. That's what I'm saying. I swear, it has lived through those periods. When I grew up there, it was shitsville.
Yeah, I feel like there's a graffiti on every bus stop.
That's how it was when I grew up there. When I went
back. Every bus stop with a poster of some local breakfast show has got a dick on the brekkie guy's face.
No, I swear. I was back there maybe 2 years ago for a gig, and I was like, holy hell.
They've stepped their pussy up.
Yeah.
Have they?
Yeah. I was like, who have you been? Yeah, it's amazing. Beautiful. Gorge.
Well, no, to be fair, Toowoomba is known as a beautiful town.
But that used to be bullshit. It used to be like, no.
Because don't they have like very nice historical buildings there? Like as in like those heritage listed built like houses and things like that.
But every Australian town does. You know, it looks like
the Gold Coast doesn't. You go to the Gold Coast.
Gold Coast is not a normal Australian town, but Toowoomba looks like every town. It looks like Gympie, like Bendigo, looks like as a person who grew up there, it's definitely been through hard times, good times, hard times, good times. And there have been times when it's looked rough.
Yeah.
But they built this airport there and it's done something to the economy.
Well, people can get there.
People can get there, but also it's somehow made.
It's a real random place to get populated, right? Like you've got all these beautiful. You've got Brisbane, you've got the Gold Coast, you've got the Sunshine Coast, you've got all of these.
But Toowoomba was
and then someone goes, I'm going to go move 3.5 hours inland.
An hour and a half. But also it's a centre to a lot of farming and shit, right? Yeah. So a lot of like farmers used to shop there, send their kids there to boarding school and all that. So that's where the money came from because it's at the top of the Great Dividing Range if you want the whole fucking history of the joint.
No, I do.
Well.
You sound very proud.
Well, I'm just
It's your little area.
And then, anyway, and then when they put the airport there, it's somehow, I don't know.
It's gone gangbusters.
Yeah, and it looks really pretty. Anyway, let's go there. It's going to be good. It's going to be great.
Who's flying there, though? Is it just Jetstar? And
Rex.
Rex? Oh, it's Rex.
I love Rex. I flew to Sydney last time, Rex.
I know.
Remember, and I loved it. It was great.
Yeah,
I love Rex. But I think someone else goes there as well, but I'm happy with Rex.
I don't like seeing the pilot.
It wasn't one of those. Last time I flew Rex, it was a proper plane.
Okay. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it wasn't a crop duster. It was a proper plane.
So everyone seems to be stepping their pussy up at the moment.
Oh, like Rex for is, real.
Yeah.
For real.
Rex, Toowoomba.
Oh,
you
my,
are.
My nan.
Yeah.
Oh, why did you see my nan? She's going to go, oh, I'm having coffee with Sue. She's always having coffee with her friend Sue. It's going to be massive.
Sorry, am I supposed to say here your nan's stepped her pussy up as well?
I'd love for you to say that to her. I would fucking love that. Because she is going to be confused and she'll probably say, yes, oh, thank you, son, and I try.
You know what?
What?
While we're in that area, we could, I mean, it's not there anymore, but there was the Rose and Crown on the Gold Coast there in Cavill Avenue. But I think like Shooters, you would remember, or Cocktails and Dreams.
Yeah, I was Cocktails and Dreams and the
Downstairs.
Tunnel. The Tunnel when I used to hang out
the
at the Goldie.
Don't even know that one.
Well, I was going to say, not long after my earliest nightclub days, we used to go start hanging out at the Gold Coast.
Oh, yeah.
We used to get
Melba's.
A car full of people and go and spend a weekend Melba's. At the Goldie. And just hit up everything everywhere because it was so cheap.
Yeah.
Cheap to get
it's
in.
It's a great time. Everyone's loose.
And you never needed ID to do anything.
No.
I'm talking early 90s.
Yeah. And everyone still knows that that's the place that you can go to and you can muck up.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Adults go there and they go, I'm going to the Goldie for a weekend away. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to have some fun.
Oh, my God. Actually, I've just remembered I had a girlfriend in like year 9 whose parents had a holiday house at the Goldie, and we used to go and stay there weekends, and she had the best of all things, which was a big sister, a loose big sister. And she took us to nightclubs. Yeah. We were 14.
Now, Maddie, you grew up in Melbourne. What was your go-to nightclub when you were like 18 or even an underage nightclub?
Well, yeah, because I grew up down in Frankston and down the peninsula.
Faranga, 21st century.
Yep. <Woo! laughs> But even those, everyone went to Mornington, and there was like the on top of the Grand Hotel. It was called Cruise, and right next door to that was another one called Bay, and they were just like the same thing.
Oh, cool! Yeah.
Yeah, were you a guy that would dance, or were you a guy that would drink on the side and just like perv on all the women?
I'd be dancing.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Of course.
Yeah. See, I was that creep.
Just dance.
Just stood there.
Just grooving with just your doing drink.
This, what's this? Like a head bob.
Yeah, the head bob.
Yeah. And then maybe by 2 a.m. I've had some drinks and whatever, and then I'm dancing.
Bit of a dance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh yeah, you got to dance.
And you're bumping and grinding like when you're 18 and you're like grinding and stuff. Like, did you ever do that? Did you ever do the grinding thing?
Once or twice.
You don't even communicate.
No.
And you just start grinding with someone.
Feel, like, as a girl, you feel someone grinding on you.
No, I wouldn't do that.
You look at them and
you're both dancing together and then you start getting closer.
Yeah, yeah.
But the next thing, you've got one leg wedged between and you're grinding.
Yes.
And you haven't even said hello.
No.
Isn't that a weird thing to do?
No, it is weird. It's
at
like
38.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah. When you're a teenager, you're just kind of... That's
weird.
Your sexuality,
you just don't know what's going on.
No.
But you're just letting your body flow.
You like it.
You just go, okay, this feels great.
I don't know what's happening, but I like it.
Yeah.
I'm certainly not going to ask for it to stop.
Justin Timberlake, Rock Your Body. Or that song that, you know, that I want to shake.
That Italian one with those beautiful girls.
Yeah. And then, Tattoo. All the things she said, running through
Russians.
My head.
Yeah. Yes. Pretended
that was
to
my,
be.
That was the start of my fascination.
Pretended to be lesbians, yeah.
And now one of them's a real conservative.
Yeah, isn't she?
Yeah.
Mm.
Conservative Russian.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Did you ever meet a partner in a nightclub?
No. Never. Wait, what do you mean?
Like a girlfriend?
Oh, no.
All
right, let's write down the tour. So we've got Rumours in Toowoomba.
Yes.
Cocktails and Dreams on the Gold Coast.
Oh, my God, yes.
We'll bounce down to Frankston
we'll
and go to
Mornington.
Mornington.
Yeah.
And then why don't we throw...
Have you ever been to the Gold Coast, Matthew?
Yeah, but I haven't. When I was like a kid.
Oh, that's adorable.
We're going to fuck you up there.
Oh, my God, yes.
And then we're going to... Why don't we swing over to Vegas, right?
I've never been to Vegas.
We'll go to Caesar's Palace.
Have you ever been to Vegas?
No.
Or the Bellagio. Let's go to the Bellagio with the fountain.
You've got to go to the Bellagio.
Right?
Yeah,
that's the one in The Hangover.
It's the one everyone talks about all the time.
We'll have a night like the boys in The Hangover.
Sure. You and I have had a few of them already at Crown. I mean, I'm up for whatever it
what
has to offer.
Yeah.
For sure.
We'll come back through Bangkok.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do some fucked up
shit
there.
Bit of Patpong Road. For sure. I mean, why not?
The nightclub tour.
The nightclub tour.
But can we be real? Is there anything else you want to throw in there?
Oh, there's many, 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 but that's a good start. I love that it kicks off in Toowoomba.
And then goes international after 3 nightclubs. Like, we don't really do a good tour, do we? Like, if you wanted to come and see the live podcast, there's not many opportunities.
No, there's not. It's kind of a funny itinerary. It's going to be a cracking T-shirt, tour T-shirt. It's a funny old itinerary, but, you know. I hope that people will come and meet us in Toowoomba, by the way. I'd love for that to happen. For the Australian True Crime live gigs, people would fly from other places in the country to see these shows. So I would love for people to fly to Toowoomba to come.
That's a bloody big call, though, mate.
Well, I'm going to have to
nightclub.
Get onto management, Jimmy Asprow.
And a 4-star hotel for everyone to stay in.
Shut up. It's really nice. But I'm going to have to get onto Jimmy Asprow and ask for like a roped off area for all of our
VIP.
Listeners. Yeah, for all of our listeners who come.
Okay.
I'm not going to spend the whole night there, like, you know, Justin Timberlake. No way,
yeah, you
mate.
Are,
I'll
mate.
Be dancing.
If people are flying into town, you need to talk to every single listener.
Spend the whole night at Rumours, but I'm not going to spend the whole night behind the roped off area. I'm
Get out of
dancing.
There, mate. Yeah, you're not working at Nova anymore, mate.
No way, absolutely. And you know, I spent New Year's Eve, you know, whatever year that was, probably 1991, on the floor of the Dunnies there. Passed out.
Beautiful.
So I'd hope to replicate that.
All right. Well, stay tuned.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you? Jesus.
Hold up. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Secrets and sparkles.
Yes, chin chin.
Chin chin. Mm. Now, if you're new and you have no idea what's happening here, basically, if you have a secret and you want to share it on this podcast, all you have to do is go to the link in the bio. We change your voice. It's completely anonymous.
Yeah, it can be any kind of secret.
Any secret. They're getting very serious.
They can be serious.
They can be serious. They can be loose.
Loose. They can be amazing, like, you know.
Sexy.
Sexy. Yeah. You know, pinching undies at the gym. It can just be anything.
Yeah, that's, you've gone way back there.
I know.
But months and months ago.
That's your favourite. I know.
That is my favourite, yeah. All right, this is our first secret for today.
Hi, guys. Love this show. My secret is my very best friend is in a relationship with a guy that I cannot stand. She's been in this relationship for about 7 years, has one child with him and planning to get pregnant again. He is just a bit of a deadbeat dad, does the bare minimum, constantly tours with bands and is never really around or very hands-on. But when he is, it's all over social media and pretends that he's sort of dud of you, which is really frustrating. I know that she doesn't get a lot of help and I think she's making a really big mistake. It's hard because I'm her best friend and I want to help her and give her advice, but at the same time, it's her mistake to make.
Sounds to me like she's cockstruck, babe. Mm. I mean, you know, if he's not a great guy, he's never around to help with the kids.
Doing the Instagram faking it.
You don't like him. So why, you know, why is she still with him? Obviously, she's cockstruck. The sex is great.
It's as simple as that.
It's very powerful, though. And, you know, you can overlook a lot if that is there.
He's touring with bands. Come on, mate.
Oh, my God.
So he's not even home to have sex with.
But when he is.
It's great.
It's great.
So he's a rock star. Yeah. And you love the rock star. You love the bad boy, don't you?
You know I do. You know I do. I do. And, yeah, he's got it all. Oh, God.
He's got it all. Tight jeans.
I want to root him. Probably.
He's still wearing tight jeans. They're not in fashion anymore, but he's still wearing tight jeans.
Yeah, he probably looks great in them. And he's probably. Yeah, he's just got the swagger, you know. Mm. He makes her feel young because he's youthful. And he's probably kind of he's a bit macho. He's a bit old school.
Tattoos.
Oh,
right.
Stop.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, God. Mm. God, yeah, he probably wears boots. Oh, heaven. Yeah, I think he's hot as hell. And he's a great root. And all the other women are just married to boring men.
Accountants. But they're rich, mate.
Yeah, they're rich. And they've got pools and they play Marco Polo with the kids and who fucking cares? Like,
they've got a Metricon home.
They do. Which is fine.
Isn't it?
It's fine. And she gets to take her kids over to the pools in their Metricon homes and that's all cool. And that's terrific. But when her man comes home from tour.
Living in a city in his apartment.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they rent, you know, but that's fine. When he comes home to their rental, which is, yeah, you're right, in a better suburb, in a city. It's small, but it's in a great neighbourhood and they can walk to
cafes. You
know, cafes. Oh, the sex. So good.
Yeah.
All their kids share a bedroom. Who fucking cares? Both, you know, they've got two kids and a two-bedder. But who cares? The sex. Yeah. So good.
Well, okay.
Woo.
Yeah.
So this lady needs to just
butt out.
Zip it. Just zip it, girl. Just let her be her. And if you're friends, you know, don't judge her. Just be a friend to her. and be glad that he's never home. If you don't like him, be glad he's never home.
You know, have you had a partner that your friends don't like?
Yeah, my whole life. Every partner I've ever had. Every partner I've ever had. And
every partner?
Yeah.
They say to you, dead shit.
Yeah.
They say that to you?
Yeah.
And you say back to them?
Great route. So zip it. Yeah, I just go zip it. And I lose friends over them all the time. And I just go, look, if you can't be happy for me, then too bad. Like my friends, you know, Don Don's, my girlfriends, the people who hang around me, who are long-term friends, we are genuinely non-judgmental. You could not meet a more non-judgmental group of lunatic bitches than these women. Like,
yeah,
we're just like, oh, okay, so your husband's in jail. That's fine, babe.
That's fine.
That's fine. Everyone makes mistakes.
Yeah.
You know? God. Hot as hell, though. I get it. Mm. Like, whatever. You know, we're just like, if I like a woman, I like her.
Don't worry about the partner.
I can't stand people who are judgmental and they're just like, well, if you don't live a certain way, we can't be friends. If
sure,
you
yeah, oh, yeah.
Fuck, I can't stand that.
Catch up separately.
Old mate's never home.
Yeah.
Her boyfriend, her partner. So great. Enjoy.
How do you file it?
Oh, what's her gripe? I can't even. I'm so caught up in how fabulous this other one's partner obviously is.
The tattoos, right?
Yeah. What am I trying to say? Just
go to the dashboard. Once again, you didn't bring your laptop.
I didn't bring my laptop. Far out. Oh God,
irresponsible.
No, well, it's just like it's in the hands of the developers at the moment.
Is it
it's
in
just
your
out of my hands.
Did you bring your laptop in your hand?
Oh no, actually, it's in my suitcase.
I haven't even got it out yet. It's in your suitcase.
It's in my suitcase. It's buried under the wigs.
How are we going to file the bloody secrets?
I'm going to.
He's writing it down.
No, I'm WhatsApping Rajneesh as I go. I'm WhatsApping him. I think this one I'll put. I'll just take care out there. Is that a folder?
It can be.
Yeah, take care out there with your friendship. Take care. Be careful. No, put it. Be careful with your friendship.
Be careful.
You'll lose your friend. And she sounds
like
she's.
Is that a file?
You'll lose your friend.
Is that a file?
Be careful.
Be careful. You'll lose your friend.
Addendum. You'll lose your friend because she sounds like she's the most fun girl you know.
This is the next secret.
Hi, Michelle and Simon. I just wanted to share my secret. I have a retail business in a relatively small town. And there's this other woman who owns a similar business and she really makes my life a misery. She goes out of her way to be awful to me. So every time I see her Google sponsored ads come up, I click on them because every time I do, I know it costs her between $1 and $3. So every time I'm clicking on them, I'm telling myself, there goes your daily coffee budget. There goes your lunch budget.
Yeah, okay.
Does that how clever. Sponsored ads work? It costs you every time someone clicks on
them?
Yeah,
click-through rate.
Oh!
Is it called click-through rate? I think it's like, yeah, click-through rate, where if the more clicks you get, the more expensive the ads are for you.
I didn't... That's weird. That's hilarious. I love it. That's great.
Costing her a coffee a day, and she doesn't know it. And she's getting no business out of it.
Not at all. So you also know that. You also know that she's getting a little buzz thinking, ooh, I'm getting these clicks. No, you're not, love.
Yeah, no, you're not. No. Yeah.
It's a hate click.
Hate clicks.
Hate clicks.
Hate clickers.
God. Ah. Yeah, hate clicks.
Have you hate clicked?
No, I'm just thinking that. Have I? I mean, if I'd known that was a thing, I don't.
Oh, now you're going to.
Yeah,
oh,
maybe now
mate,
I will.
They're going to be businesses. Your mate's businesses are going downhill.
No, there's no one I know who does sponsored ads. No, I don't think so. I did once consider buying
a lot of tickets.
I'd laugh
if one day I'm like, I'm trying to get in contact with you and I can't. And you're like, I'm busy, mate. I'm hate clicking.
I did once consider buying a lot of tickets to a show of someone I hate just so that they'd rock up and they'd be empty.
Oh, that is great.
Isn't that hideous?
That's horrible. Yeah. But bloody, what a like great chess move.
Especially
in your world of comedy where they're waiting for an audience to turn up. And that's what they
need. Spending that much money just to fuck someone for an hour.
They get the money still, I guess, don't they?
Yeah, totally. But they still have to stand there for an hour. That's how awful we are as humans too. Like even if you got the money, you'd still be so devastated that you had to stand there for an hour in front of like...
The bar guy.
Yeah, yeah, in front of this tiny room of people with the first four rows empty.
Oh, man. All right, how do you file that one?
I love it.
Okay, all right.
I love it.
All right, let's get into our next secret.
Hi, you beautiful people. Hi. I absolutely adore the show. My only complaint is that it's not more frequent. I would love it on the daily, if that's at all possible. See what you can do. Basically, when I was a kid, there was a lot going on in my family. Let's say possibly a narcissistic mum, some really bad stuff with my brother. Anyway, I was wanting a little bit of attention, and so I told my mum that some guy had followed me home, and the secret just got away from me. It was around the time something really horrible was happening and kids were getting kidnapped, and it was really awful. There was a bad predator where I lived. Anyway, I kept it going for ages and I couldn't let it go, and I just built on it, and the lie got worse and worse. I even told my mum that he had a bald head and he had a scar on his face. My mum did a whole stakeout. I'd do stuff like when I was at the supermarket, I'd pretend that I saw him and that he ducked around a corner. And it was all made up, and to this day she doesn't know, but I got drunk and told my sister once and she thought it was hilarious. Anyway, I think that's it.
I think that'll do. Wow, I love that you told your sister. That's good. Good relationship. I mean, yeah, there's no point in telling your mum now, Dahl. Don't think there's any point in telling your mum. Can you imagine how many people your mum has told? She'd be devastated to find out that it was not true.
Yeah.
Because she's told a lot of people and she's probably added some mayo.
Totally.
You can never tell your mum. You know, that is just a little kid just needing attention and just figuring out how to get it. And then, yeah, it gets a bit out of control, but mum must never know that she wasn't, you know, doing a great job protecting her child with her stakeouts.
Jeez.
Because I'm sure she said she saw things that she didn't see and all sorts of things too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm sure she told her girlfriends that things happened that didn't really happen.
Right.
You know?
Make it more interesting.
Yeah. A bit of mayo. So let's just leave it.
All right.
And tell your sister too.
How do you file it?
Perfectly understandable, and let's just leave it where it is.
All right, if you have a secret, you want to share it on the podcast, go to the link in the bio or go to Michelle's Instagram page, and we will see you next Thursday.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.